Spaceship Poetry, The Lion 5. Hello everyone and welcome today to this Spaceship Poetry Travel, Spaceship Vessel, The Lion 5. And the subject that I want to share with you briefly has to do with your affirmations and what you are able to learn every single day, possibly just by going to the James Poetry Productions website. You learn from history, but I want to make a specific point about something that I have shared more than once on the website, and it happens to be from what? A minister. A title for a minister also is Reverend down to our day. Now, see, you can do your homework on this. There was a man that he came up, he was known for, you know, making up witty poems, you see, witty affirmations as well. And one of the affirmations that he created happens to be, I am somebody. You see, I am somebody. Now, when he first started delivering this poem, whether it was, you know, in small groups and even large arenas, you have to keep in mind the environment he was actually a part of, one he spent a lot of time with, the community that certainly was looking for encouragement from him during, you see, like the 60s and 70s, and it went on even into the 80s, really. And some people would say even down to this day, because look, here it is. I'm mentioning one of the witty, smart, affirmative, uplifting, you see, discourses that he gave. And it was in an arena. And this is what I wanted to point out specifically on how you still can learn from history, even if at the time it sounded like, hey, this wasn't for me. He was addressing this community. Ah, but I'm going to show you how it really does apply to everyone, and how when persons are, you know, elevated more and more in their purpose and their thinking, how they still give you the bigger picture that, yeah, when I was talking to this community, this was a macrocosm of just how badly their conditions were economically and, you know, financially, socially, and other types of ways where this community was suffering. And so in order to uplift this community, he addressed them directly, even probably made adjustments. And that's why for some persons in that community, when they first heard this, you see, poem, this affirmative statement, that's the only way they will ever, you see, really view it, because it totally addressed them. And in this case, it was addressing what they call the Black community. Now, with that being said, as this creator, this writer branched out, guess what? He was seen on, or should I say, in other communities. And he made sure that when he addressed them, how his affirmations does apply to the world and the global community, because he wasn't then just, you know, being specific towards Blacks. He started talking about whites, Asians, you see, and others. You see, I'll even say Native Americans and things and people of that caliber, high caliber. And yes, see, remember, everybody, no matter what background. So I encourage you to listen to that poem or that affirmation, the one that he even gave on Sesame Street. And so I wanted to share this with you today, because at the James Poetry Productions website, you will see me highlight others at times for different reasons. Yes, as we travel, sometimes through their affirmations, through their statements, even through some of their fiery sermons, and then just like today, you may hear me mention about what was this individual thinking about? What was this woman thinking about? Quite possibly, you see, what was this leader of a community? What was this organization thinking about? Yes, we talk about it all. Thank you for being here on this travel, the Spaceship Vessel Lion 5.